Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
My mother-in-law turned 100 last month. That's quite a milestone in anyone's books. She lives in Australia. We sent messages for a memory book, made a video clip wishing her happy birthday and sending our love, and we joined the party online for a while. It was 1 a.m. in the morning. Charlotte's brother put together a video of Mother's photos throughout her life, interspersed with the events of the 1920s and 30s and 40s and so on. What a period of time these past 100 years have been. What changes in technology and society have happened. And how global, international, interconnected the world has become. Charlotte's mum is still independently living at home and has been active all her life. I have a wonderful mother-in-law story of how, when in her 80s and playing seniors netball, the oldest on the team, she was red-carded for being too competitive. At the party, we could wave and talk briefly to family and friends, and to mother, and even see her card from the Queen. It was a marvellous occasion, and she was very happy with it. But here's the thing. Mother didn't want a fuss, and didn't want a party, but then accepted that one was happening, and she thoroughly enjoyed it. And even as it was exhausting, I think it was energizing having many moments of love and friendship with everyone who was there. We're never too old to learn. I know that old age can be a mixed blessing. Mother once told me that it was hard being so old and going to so many funerals of family and friends. I often hear that if poor health accompanies age, then things are tough indeed. Yes, our lives are different and tough times come in all sorts of shapes and sizes and at all ages, and Mother has had them earlier in her life. But what strikes me about the elderly in the faith is that they have a deep certainty of God's faithfulness. Not that God waved a magic wand over the tough times, but that, looking back, they can now see, when at the time they couldn't, that God was still there with them. It is not that they are rewriting history. The tough time was still tough. The experience of feeling alone is still there. But now they can see that even though God was hidden, He was still there. We live by faith and not by sight or experience. That's easy to write. It's easy to say, but it can be so hard to live. We want comfort, certainty, relief, but at times in life, they seem so absent. Jesus can seem so absent, but Jesus doesn't abandon His people, and that truth, that Jesus is good, and yes, He can be hidden from our senses, but through faith He comes to us through words, water, bread and wine, and He works to get us through another day, is possibly best seen looking back after some time has passed. Maybe that is part of the wisdom of the wise in the faith. Not only do they have life experience, but they also have a faith perspective that God is truly the faithful one. Happy birthday and God bless, Mother. Let us pray. Merciful Father, Your Son, Jesus Christ, gave up His life so that we might die to self and live in Him. Give us such close fellowship with Him that in all our doubts and dangers, our faith may not fail. We ask this through Your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.